freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control and bring up anything. The Saturday night edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's right. Anything goes. Whether it be a political issue, something of a personal nature, whatever's on your mind. Maybe it's a rant you want to get off your chest. Maybe it's an agenda that you want to push. We're here for you. So take control, and don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the BBS. There's like 12,000 posts in our BBS and 300 people participating, so join in the fun.
Absolutely, and it's free, just like everything else, at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. I've mentioned this book that I've got. It's actually the Liberty Dollar book. And, of course, as you know, if you've listened to the show for a little bit, Liberty Dollar is one of our sponsors. And you can learn more about them at dollar.freetalklive.com. But I've been reading through it. It's a huge book. You get it when you sign up as an associate. It's like 500 pages long. And Chapter 11 is called The National Debt. It's by far one of the most revealing things that I've ever read about how our federal government works, because I've always wondered about the debt, and I've talked about this chapter before, and so it's unfair of me to talk about it and not actually enlighten you guys as well. So if you want to interrupt, it's boring you to death, call in, change the topic at 800-259-9231, but I promise you, you will learn something. If you are like me, and you just totally don't get the debt, like, what is this debt? Where did it come from? Who do we owe it to? Why is it we can't just wipe it out? I mean, we're the federal government. Why can't we just say bye-bye debt, right? And we can do it with bankruptcy, and people do it with bankruptcy all the time, right?
Anymore. They're changing the rules.
Well, yeah, but my point is, we're the big, bad federal government. Why can't we just get rid of it? So here we go. It's by Jason Pratt. The national debt is a constant source of anguish for concerned Americans and economists, and rightly so. It's persistently higher, both in real terms and as a percentage of GDP, than it has ever been, save the few years we were fighting World War II. Year after year, federal deficits mean that Congress spends more than it takes in, and it borrows the rest. I've always heard them talking in the news about the deficit. I've never really understood what that meant. So there, it just means simply that Congress is spending more than they're actually taxing us for.
That seems clear.
So somebody's got to make up for that. I mean, so if they spend $200 billion more than what they've taxed, where's that $200 billion come from? Well, it comes from, we'll find out. So it borrows the rest, ratcheting the debt even higher. So when there's that $200 deficit, that means the debt goes up by $200 billion. On top of that, the interest payments continue to grow as the debt grows. And they take a bigger and bigger chunk from the federal budget each year. There seems to be no way to ever pay it off, looming over us at nearly $7 trillion. And this was written in, like, 2001. The debt threatens our standard of living, our way of life, and the wealth and prosperity we hope to bequeath to our grandchildren. But is it really that big of a deal? After all, life seems normal to the average American, which is why I think most people don't know anything about the debt. And they go to work, they come home, and the debt doesn't affect them, right?
Right.
Well, everybody in America go about their daily routine as if there was no debt burden. If it's such a problem, why hasn't the world ended? Aren't we just going to pay this big debt off one day, making the whole concern irrelevant? And what if we don't? This chapter addresses those questions. In summary, the national debt is a giant and growing problem facing Americans who live today and those who have not yet been born. It's a true debt in every sense of the word. It must be repaid. And not just to ourselves, as many argue. It's possibly the biggest legacy of the 20th century United States and the largest financial mess that this nation will ever have to clean up. In short, the debt is a measure of how we're doing as a country at living within our means, ensuring freedom and limited government, and protecting our future posterity. So far, the score on that doesn't look too good.
No.
So basically, he's saying that's what the debt represents. The fact that we're so far in debt means we're doing a really crappy job at being the freest nation on earth.
Well, Proverbs says that the borrower is the slave to the lender.
Well, here we go. The debt in overview. The day before President Bush signed the tax cut of 2003, he quietly and without ceremony signed another piece of legislation that raised the legal debt ceiling for the United States by $984 billion. He did this because his administration knew that the tax cuts, if the tax cuts were going to pass, and if they did, the country would need to borrow money. Because again, spending is still going up. Tax cuts are generally a good thing for the economy, but unless spending is reduced along with them, they only mean more debt. When presented with the bill for his tax cut, Bush essentially whipped out the credit card. According to the Bureau of the Public Debt, the current debt, including what the government calls intragovernmental holdings, is around $6.54 trillion as of 2003, and is expected to rise to well over $7 trillion in the next few years. Each time we get close to the legal ceiling, Congress and the President just raise the ceiling and keep on borrowing.
Yep.
Yeehaw! It's a spending party, a debt party in Washington, D.C. The debt's been steadily increasing since the early 1970s, not coincidentally the era in which Nixon repudiated the gold standard. Figure one, and then he shows that there's an actual graph that he shows in here where it's the per-person debt. Mm-hmm. Like if you take the amount of debt that we have and divide it by 290 million people or whatever, you get the amount that each one of us, quotes, owes for the debt. He shows it's just been going up and up drastically, like a drastic uptick since the late 70s. And even recently, there's a very, very sharp uptick at the end of the chart, like within the past year or two.
Mm.
Anyway, he says...
financially responsible Republicans in office.
Yeah. Congress and the President just keep on raising the debt ceiling. So right now, it's currently, as of 2 years ago, it was $21,777 per man, woman, and child in the U.S. at the end of 2002. My five-year-old daughter already owes $21,000 to those who hold the federal debt. So does my one-year-old son, who doesn't even have any money yet. My wife and I each do, too. Actually, we all owe more than that, since we're now through almost all of 2003. All this doesn't count state, local, and private debt, which adds another $30 trillion or so on top of the $6 trillion in current federal debt, an additional unbelievable $40 trillion in federal unfunded liabilities, made up of future Medicare and Social Security benefits yet to be paid. It's a lot of debt, sandwich. Per a recent report from the U.S. Treasury Department, for a total of $76 trillion in debt, over 10 years of production for the entire U.S. economy. That's what it would take to pay off $76 trillion in debt. It would take us 10 years of exporting everything we produce, eating nothing and buying nothing. Obviously impossible even for 10 days, much less 10 years, to pay off that debt. What are the potential consequences of a huge... This is where it gets really good. What are the potential consequences of a huge and growing national debt? First, whether we pay off the debt or not, interest rates will trend higher as the amount of public debt crowds out private credit markets and reduces the amount of capital available for private loans. While we thought 18% prime rates were bad in the 1970s, we really haven't even seen anything yet if the debt trend continues. Second, taxes will have to increase to keep paying the interest and principal on the debt.
Yep.
There's no way to, not even mentioning big government and paying for that.
Right.
We're talking about the interest payments.
The government's getting bigger, too.
Right. So there's no way to keep borrowing money, lower taxes, and simultaneously reduce the debt. Most people feel like their federal income taxes are high enough, and the prospect of raising them by the amount needed to pay off the debt in any reasonable time frame is enough to cause a revolt. As taxes and interest rates increase, the cost of living for the average working family goes through the roof. Therefore, the standard of living that the average American enjoys drops as the debt crisis escalates.
Sure.
That means fewer vacations, smaller houses, older cars, and fewer educational opportunities for the kids. It also means the whole family living together forever. It means not even moving out of your parents' house, because you wouldn't be able to afford it.
Who can afford it now?
Right. This is not the stuff of the American dream. There's more coming up on this, and it is the real jaw-dropping, eye-opening stuff is on the way. But we're setting the stage for it here, trying to help you guys understand what this debt is all about that we all owe because of our wonderful leaders in Washington, D.C. And we're not even talking about these guys. They have all kinds of personal debt, too. They don't know anything about handling money. We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And we're doing it until 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for you to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts and hundreds of users interacting. So check that out, freetalklive.com. We're talking about something that people just don't get. And I say that because I didn't get it. And I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. It's still it's a fascinating concept, something that everybody deserves and should learn about. It's the national debt. It's out there. It's going up on a daily, minute-by-minute basis, second-by-second basis, going up.
And since this is government by the people and for the people, supposedly?
Yeah.
At the very least, the debt is for the people.
Yeah,
you can believe that.
Yeah. If you're not paying attention to this, you really don't understand. You really are totally blind, and you don't understand what's going on. So we're explaining what
you might have your personal finances in shape. Right. The politicians don't have your national finances in shape.
And they are not even starting to try to get it into shape.
They don't know how.
They don't care. They just keep doing the same thing, and that is spending more and more that they don't have, meaning we're getting into more and more debt. Anyway, from Jason Pratt from the Liberty Dollar Book, he says that there are a few choices that we have for getting out of this debt pickle, and most of them aren't easy to face. The most important task is to drastically reduce federal spending. If you don't turn off the water, it makes no sense to start draining the bathtub. Congress must rein in its amount of spending if we're ever to get back on track to fiscal responsibility. Unfortunately, if you've been watching Washington, you know that Republicans and Democrats seem incapable of keeping the budget steady, much less reducing it. All they seem to want to do is to just hand out benefits to their friends and punish their enemies, and use their power to benefit themselves.
That's what they do.
They don't seem to give a rat's ass about us, about the American people. And it's obvious. So what we need to do is, in order to cut federal spending, is to get serious people in there, like libertarians, people that are going to reduce the size of government. That's the only option.
That's what I want. That's what I wanted from the Republicans when I was a Republican for so long. I wanted to see, they kept on talking about smaller government. They kept on talking about government inefficiency. But when they get the opportunity to do it, it just grows. Lying.
Lowering spending is the common sense, logical part of the solution. The remainder of it is more politically charged, controversial, and unproven. There are several options. We could inflate the currency so much that the debt payments are easier to pay. But in doing so, we'd incur even more debt for the future, and we'd wreck the livelihood for many Americans, especially savers and the elderly. That's not really a good option.
No.
Social Security and Medicare have a hard time keeping up with high inflation. Most observers think the Fed has learned that this isn't the right way to handle the debt problem. We could repudiate the debt. Tell our debtors, we're not going to pay. Well, this would shake the very foundations of the world economy. And would quite likely spell the end of the America that we know. Since our ability to pay our debt backs our currency, and since our currency backs most other countries' currencies, at least in part, the entire global financial system would likely collapse.
Some, it's not even in part, some are entirely backed by the American dollar.
The entire global financial system would likely collapse on any large-scale U.S. default. This isn't an option that we're likely to choose voluntarily. Many say we can just grow ourselves out of debt by producing and exporting goods and services to people in other countries who will pay us for them in dollars, which we can then use to pay down the debt. That's theoretically possible. But in reality, we're importing much more than we're exporting, measured by the U.S. current account. People in other countries don't seem to want what we're producing as much as we want what they're producing. Growing our way out of the debt seems impossible, although I would add that if we got back to a smaller government, if we reduced the size of the federal government and eliminated regulations that are on business, we've talked about this several times. If we eliminate business regulations, manufacturing jobs could come back to the United States.
Absolutely.
We could possibly start exporting things a little more often if that happened. So finally, he says, the only real option is to pay it off fair and square, keeping inflation low, but paying the debtors the money that we owe them. The sooner we get this behind us and swear off persistent debt in the future, the better our future will be. Gosh, how wealthy would we be if this country didn't have that kind of a debt behind it?
It'd be incredible.
It makes no sense to do this if federal spending is still so high that we have to borrow more to pay off today's bills. Some intrepid economists and politicians argue that debt is a good thing and has valuable properties, for example, smoothing out the economy. It's true that debt has a useful purpose in the economy, but like the old saying, too much of a good thing is not good.
No.
How much is too much? Nobody knows for sure, but if the only way to find out is to keep borrowing until we break the bank, then the average American is in for a financial shock unlike anything he's ever experienced. It would be an encouraging sign if the debt went down, even a little bit, even for a little while. A debt that only goes up should worry even the biggest spendthrift. Now here's some irony for you, Manwich. It's a good thing that we have all this debt, because without it, we'd have no money. This is the jaw-dropping part. Our Federal Reserve money supply is entirely debt-based. meaning that if the debt were all repaid, the money would disappear.
Huh?
This is an unbelievable and fascinating byproduct of the money system that we use in this country, indeed, and indeed worldwide. It practically requires a large and growing national debt in order to function. The Federal Reserve finds that if it doesn't keep growing the money supply, the economy falters. So Congress obligingly raises the debt ceiling year after year, just like they did recently. And economists concoct all sorts of reasons why the market is demanding more liquidity, or pricing in inflationary expectations. What's actually happening is that the debt machine needs to be fed with more debt, or else interest payments dry up, for the simple reason that when money is created as debt, the money to pay the interest payments is not created. Do you get that?
Not really.
When money is created as debt, the money to pay the interest payments is not created. Without a steady stream of increasing debt, the whole monetary system will collapse. At some point, maybe those who hold the debt might see this, get nervous, and ask for repayment. We can only hope that they don't. Many ask what our money is. Is it backed by debt, based on debt, or is it debt? The answer is that the Federal Reserve note is evidence of debt. It isn't backed by anything, because to be backed, an instrument must promise payment in something, the backing, like silver.
Right.
With the FRN, the Federal Reserve note, the holder of it owes no owns no identifiable piece of the national debt, and so there's no debt backing. Likewise, it's not actually debt in the sense that the bearer owes or is owed something, so by holding dollars, you don't necessarily owe anybody anything. Because the debt is owed to investors in central banks by the federal government. The bearer of a dollar bill might be a French citizen, and therefore he isn't obligated by the U.S. federal government's debt. So holding an FRN doesn't put one in debt position or in a lending position.
Okay.
The FRN is a piece of evidence that there exists on the books of the Federal Reserve $1 in debt owed by the United States of America. That's it. Does that make sense?
Why are we using that as money, then?
Guess what the next question here is. Why do we use such a strange device as money in America? Well, that is a good question, Manwich. One that others can answer in a much longer chapter regarding the history, motivations, and origins of the Federal Reserve System. But like it or not, our money is nothing but evidence of debt. So as that debt gets paid off, bye-bye FRNs. They go away. Isn't that fascinating?
It's weird.
Oh, there's more to this. We're coming back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. If this is confusing, I would be happy to clarify it for you, because it's still kind of confusing to me. And I think I'm starting to wrap my mind around it. How about you? Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com. or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. Or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Get interactive with us and bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, something personal, anything goes. At 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Sign up for our updates at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, whether it be a new affiliate or a new member of the Shrine, for instance, we'll send you an update to your email box, and you'll be one of the first to know about it. It's absolutely free, just like everything at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the debt, the national debt, not just debt that you guys have for your credit cards, but the real deal, the trillion-dollar, multi-trillion-dollar debt that your Republican and Democrat representatives have stacked up over the past several decades. And we're talking about what it really means and what it really is and some real stark truths that people just don't understand, that I don't really, I mean, I'm just kind of trying to wrap my mind around. And you're having a little bit of trouble yourself, Manwich.
I'm listening.
With the concept that when money is created as debt, I noticed that you kind of stumbled on this one. When money is created as debt, the money to pay the interest payments is not created. What Jason Pratt is revealing here is that the dollars that you have in your wallet is actually, we all know there's nothing backing them. All know that.
They're evidence of the principle of the debt. So therefore, right. The interest on the principle, it doesn't exist.
Right. When they create debt, dollars are created to basically prove that debt. It's evidence of that debt. So how can they pay off the debt when they're creating more debt with the dollar? It's really bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Really bizarre. Anyway, going on here. So who do we owe all this debt to anyway? Well, we owe the debt to those who buy treasury securities. 40% of it is owned by foreign investors and foreign banks. The remainder is held by a mixture of domestic investors and the Federal Reserve System, which is the guaranteed buyer of treasuries for the government. Congress can always count on the Fed to buy its debt.
USA Radio Network News, Richard Curtis reporting. President Bush outlined his requirements for a congressional energy bill this morning in his weekly radio address. Bush noted even small changes in gas prices can have a big impact on family and business budgets. He said energy demand is outpacing domestic energy resources.
That means more of our energy is coming from abroad to meet our energy needs and strengthen our national security. We must make America less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Bush also said the energy bill is to include development of alternative sources of energy.
To create more energy choices, Congress should provide tax credits for renewable power sources such as wind, solar, and landfill gas.
The White House has released the taxes and gross income of the vice president, much of which came from a large salary accumulated when he was head of Halliburton.
The Cheneys owed federal taxes of $393,518 on a taxable income of $1,328,678. During the course of a year, the Cheneys paid $290,855 in taxes through withholding and estimated tax payments. Then they paid $102,663 upon filing their tax return.
USA Radio Network White House correspondent Connie Lawn. This is USA Radio Network News.
Greg and Lisa Hall met at church. 2 years later, they were married, and both of them felt a call to go into the ministry. You're going to be surprised to find out how they put themselves through Christian college. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Alisa's parents had a successful home-based business working with the 3-Step Plan, so she knew it could work for her and Greg, too. They not only worked their way through school, they made more money than most of their professors. The 3-Step Plan was fun, and it paid better than getting a job. Would you like this to happen to you? Go online at 3stepplan.com or call 800-680-8553. Today, Greg is a full-time minister and Alisa a stay-at-home mom. Thousands of people are making money working from home, and you can too. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-680-8553. 800-680-8553.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger speaking out about his battles with different unions across the state. In a recent interview, the governor said he isn't concerned with the large amount of protesters that have followed him seemingly wherever he goes in recent days.
This is just a bumpy road that we're going to go through. It's instead of going down straight with the skis down the hill, we're going to go through a slalom course and through the moguls, but comfortably and nice. And we're going to do that because that's what I'm in Sacramento for, fighting for the people, not fighting for the unions.
Two opinion polls released today show more Canadians are supporting conservatives than the ruling Liberal Party. A poll conducted by the Globe and Mail newspaper shows conservatives would get 36% of the voter support if an election were held today. That's compared to 27% of voter support for the Liberal Party. A Compass survey done for the National Post newspaper put voter support for conservatives at 34% compared to 30% for Liberals. This is USA Radio Network News.
Larry King here. I want vitamins that give me more, like the Advanced Protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, and Ester E, the only vitamin E that protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection.
Look for Ester C and Ester E at Walgreens and GNC.
The New York Yankees are reportedly close to an agreement with city and state officials to build a new stadium. The New York Daily News reported in its Saturday edition that lawyers from the city, state, and team are finalizing a memorandum of understanding, and an official announcement could come as soon as early May. According to the report, the new stadium will be made up of two separate structures, an exterior wall designed to replicate the original Yankee Stadium built in 1923, and the interior stadium itself, which would rise above the exterior.
13 I think we're back here. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That was a nasty little technical problem. What happened was our ISDN line is supposed to link up with the switch, like the Verizon switch. It has to basically say, hey, I'm here, and then they say, hey, I'm over here, and then they basically link up together, and for some reason it just wasn't happening.
From like, the Federal Reserve Talk to Tech Talk.
Like,
that's great.
First time ever. There you go. All right, so I don't know where we were here. Maybe the Federal Reserve shut us down, man. Maybe that's what it was.
Just like they're doing with the shortwave radio people.
Conspiracy theory. So what we're talking about is who buys the Treasury securities. So when the United States federal government, when they spend too much, when they spend more than they're taking in from the taxpayers,
right?
Somebody's got to buy that debt. And so it's usually, sometimes it's foreign investors, foreign banks, investors here in this country that buy the debt as in the form of Treasury securities. But if they can't sell it to any of those people, then the Federal Reserve is there to back them up. Every single time they got debt to sell, the Fed will buy it. It doesn't care what the circumstances are around that particular debt. Hmm. And according to Mr. Jason Pratt, that's one of the reasons why they created the Federal Reserve. So they'd always have a guaranteed buyer of their debt. Doesn't that seem a little scheming? Doesn't that seem a little dirty?
Yes.
Well, the debt that the FRN refers to, again, your money in your wallet, is actually a representation of the debt that we owe to these people. And again, sorry for the technical difficulties. We'll come back with more of this. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the show. If you had a comment on this, if you are a little confused, because I tell you, it is confusing. It's convoluted, and they set it up this way on purpose so that most people wouldn't be able to figure it out. Most people wouldn't care to figure it out. But you should, because it's crucial. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. It's the Saturday night edition. You can take control anytime. Anytime. Interrupt us. Bring up whatever's on your mind, political, personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership section. There's no $5 a month fee. They're free at freetalklive.com. And we podcast them as well, which means you could, if you know what you're doing, you could have them sent to your computer, and you don't have to do anything. You literally wake up in the morning, and there's the last episode of Free Talk Live.
You could have an MP3 player, and it would send it directly to the MP3 player, and
pretty much, yeah.
Oh, you kind of have to download
it.
You
might
have
to click once or twice to get it to go on. I don't know. I don't do it. I just create the podcast. Anyway, you get to actually listen to it. And you can also vote for the show as well, which we really could use right now. If you're on the internet right now, go to freetalklive.com, find the link on our page that says Vote for FTL, click on that, and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. You can do it once a month. We're talking about the debt.
Sure would appreciate it.
We're talking about the debt. It's a critical issue. It really is. I never really understood how important it was until I read this from Jason Pratt talking about the national debt. So what we've learned so far is that the Federal Reserve notes that you have in your wallet are actually representations of the debt. They
the
show,
debt.
Yeah, each dollar that is out there, it's basically representing somewhere on a ledger somewhere that we owe that money to somebody. We owe that money to someone who's holding a treasury.
Now, are these
security?
Are these notes representation of debt that the Fed, the Federal Reserve, has purchased from the United States government, or are they representations of all the debt of the United States government? Because you said there are some people.
I believe it's all of it.
Okay.
And again, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. But if you've got a more definite answer, 1-800-259-9231. We're almost done with this here. The debt that the FRN refers to is created when Congress authorizes the Treasury to sell debt on
the
open market.
And FRN is a Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve note.
Okay.
The usual buyer of this debt is the Federal Reserve, who literally purchases it with money it prints out of thin air. And that's where it comes from. For no cost other than the cost of printing the Federal Reserve notes, the Federal Reserve becomes the owner of a valuable security, a government bond that it can do with what it wishes. So there's your answer. Maybe it is only the ones that the Fed buys.
Okay.
But basically, if that money's up, that debt is for sale. Congress is spending too much. They haven't taken in enough. They're spending $200 billion too much. Somebody's got to buy that debt. So the Fed literally prints the money. We'll buy it. Prints out $200 billion and buys it. For like the cost of, what, it costs like a cent or two for each dollar bill or each bill that they print out. That's how that money gets created. And then they distribute it to the banks, and the banks distribute it to us, and we spend it like it's worth something.
Yeah.
This is an amazing power granted to an institution whose members are not elected and whose operations are highly secretive. Any American, whether Democrat, Republican, Green, Libertarian, or Independent, should be suspect of such an arrangement. On top of the debt created, because remember, Congress created the Federal, we created the Federal Reserve.
Right.
For the reason that they would be there to buy these securities when no one else wanted to. On top of the debt created directly by the Federal Reserve when it buys government bonds, the commercial banks in the Federal Reserve banking system also create debt-based money called checkbook money. When a customer goes into a neighborhood bank for a loan, the money given to the customer is created there on the spot from thin air. The only limit to the amount of such checkbook money that the bank can create is the reserve requirement, or the amount of money of the amount of FRN currency in the neighborhood bank is deposited at the Federal Reserve. Currently, commercial banks need less than 10 cents on deposit for every dollar in loans that they create. And someone else had called that fractional reserve banking, right? That called in? Many people have a hard time believing that their loans from the local bank branch are money created from nothing. But in fact, that's exactly what they are. The bank collects interest and principal back on something that costs them nothing to produce.
How come I can't produce some then?
You could go open your own bank, and then you could.
There you go.
This is the awesome money power bestowed by the 1913 Congress on the Federal Reserve System. And because of the inherent tendencies of such a power, the debt load at all levels of the U.S. economy has continually grown over the 20th century with few exceptions. Looking today at the private debt programs available to average Americans, ranging from low-interest credit cards, high-interest payday loans, 6-month same-as-cash purchasing arrangements at the local electronics retailer, Visa checks, cash advances, mortgages, zero-down car loans, and the myriad of other credit arrangements available from financial services outfits popping up around the country, it's clear that Americans are swimming in debt. We're up to our eyes in it, and we're financing our high lifestyle today with our children's future consumption. Our politicians are no different. And are happily spending our future to pay for programs today. What can be done? Can we avoid traveling further down this road to serfdom, as Hayek so memorably named this situation? Will our children live in a socialist tyranny brought on by the massive debt collapse? There have been other societies in history who became dependent on inflation and debt. Most recently, Weimar Germany, just before the Nazis took over. And their record of prosperity, freedom, and happiness is not very good. And then he goes on to promote the Liberty Dollar as one possible way to get out of it, which, of course, I'm a fan of, and you can learn more at dollar.freetalklive.com.
I think it's very pretty.
But hopefully, you know, that opened up some people's minds as to what the debt actually is. I hope you learned something, Manwich, because I know I did.
I have learned something.
I mean, it's critical. It is critical that we get this debt paid off, because if it comes to the point, I mean, you asked before, well,
we can't pay it off because the dollars that we use are only representations of the principal of the debt.
Well,
it's not possible.
It is possible. It would just mean the money would go away. It would just mean that those dollars would go away, and we'd have to actually have a real currency to replace it. It is possible, but only if we get people in office who are fiscally responsible. And that does not mean Republicans and Democrats. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring up anything. We got stuff from John Stossel on the way. We got your calls and anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming, including a broadband stream and a not-so-broadband stream. Everybody who's on the Internet can tune in. So we got multiple sizes to choose from at freetalklive.com, and it's absolutely free. So let's just recap, Manwich, on this whole debt situation. It's a big problem. It
right.
needs to be taken care of. But as you pointed out, and as the article that we were reading pointed out, if we actually do pay it off, we're not going to have any more dollars anymore.
Because the dollars are representations of the debt themselves.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's just bizarre.
It is crazy and bizarre.
But it's for real. That's how it works. So I don't know. I'm not a monetary expert, so I don't know what would happen. Like, how we would possibly fix this situation.
Well,
as far as if we started to pay off the debt, what would we do to create something to replace
it? I do know that the only money that's constitutional is backed by gold or silver.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Constitution says. And it seems to me that...
How did they get around that, then?
Well, they created the Federal Reserve, which is a...
It's quasi-governmental.
It's not really. It's an independent, incorporated entity. So it's the Federal Reserve's money, not the United States' money.
It appears that it was, you're right, it appears that the Federal Reserve was created simply so they could play this game with us, like this weird, complex money game with the American people. And really, maybe they did it because the Federal Reserve makes a lot of, I mean, they're very wealthy. The people involved in the upper levels of banking are very, very wealthy because they're buying those dollars that the Federal Reserve prints. We were talking about how they can print a $100 bill for 2 cents,
mm-hmm.
basically. Well, they print out a $100 bill, and then they sell those hundreds to the upper echelon banking levels.
Mm-hmm.
Not your local bank. They don't get sold directly. There's like distributor banks, basically,
right.
that they sell them to. Who knows? I mean, maybe they only sell them for $25 instead of $100, and then they sell them for $50 to other banks. And then so they constantly are getting marked up. Those people that are just selling Federal Reserve notes are raking in the dollars. They're raking it. And it is just an amazing, amazing thing to learn about, and a real eye opener. And again, I'm still relatively new. I'm glad I read that for a second time, because I'm still having a tough time wrapping my head around the concept that our money that's in our wallets is actually a representation of the debt that we have in this nation. It's crazy, mind blowing stuff. 1-800-259-9231. So hopefully, we'll be able to elect some people that really mean it when they say they want smaller government, because it's the only way to stop this. I mean, we have to stop the spending, because if we could cut our spending in half, man, which we could take that half of that money that we were spending on government programs and services and actually pay down the debt with it.
It seems to me that the Republicans have just been lying all along about being mm-hmm. fiscally conservative. Because the evidence shows otherwise. They've been in charge of the government for, you said, 10 years. Certainly they've been in the presidency since 2000.
Yeah.
Where's all this fiscal conservatism?
You know what? Harry Brown is going to be on tonight. If you get this network that we're on, he'll be on after us. You may or may not, depending on what station you're listening on. If you're on the Internet, you may or may not as well. But he has a great article in one of his books, Why Government Doesn't Work, which was his 1996 campaign book, on what he would do his first day in office. If we actually elected a libertarian president, all the things that he could do as president, before lunchtime, it was amazing. I mean, releasing nonviolent drug offenders from prison, tearing out executive orders from the Federal Register, and then breaking for lunch. I mean,
what
really,
is an executive order? It's not a constitutional.
We don't have time. We're coming back with more.
If you're tired...